What's going on, everybody? This is Dr. Chris Featherstone here for yet another episode of the Legion of Raw. I'm here with the man himself. He is the former WCW World Heavyweight Champion. He is the head writer, former head writer of Raw, Vince Russo. So if you were a head writer of tonight's show, how would you feel after this show ended, man? Would you?
Here's the question I was asking myself
when
the show ended, Chris. I don't believe, and I can't believe, and it is very hard to fathom. Bro, all the heat has been taken out of professional wrestling. Mm. All the heat. And here's what has replaced it, bro. If the heels have no heat, the baby faces don't get over.
Correct.
The heels have to have heat for the baby faces to get over. And here's what's replaced that. Five-star matches.
And
here's why I say this, guys. I'm telling you exactly why. So Vince isn't making crap up. Bro, Jey Uso wins the main event. And bro, I promise you, nobody was watching that match. Somebody on my live Twitch said maybe there was one person in Singapore watching the match. And I said, I doubt it. Give me that person's name in Singapore. I don't think anybody was watching this match, bro. Seriously, you got NBA playoffs, you got the Stanley Cup, and you got Dragonfly against Jey. No, nobody's watching this match. But my point is, Chris, so the match is over. We know next week we've got Gunther and Jey Uso. Gunther comes down to the ring. And instead of getting heel heat to make you look forward to and anticipate the match next week, you get a stare down. Mm-hmm. So what are they selling, bro? They're selling the great fake wrestling match we're going to have next week between Gunther and Jey Uso. And that's what it is, bro. That's what they're selling is the match. And not only that, Chris, obviously in the first segment, man, we're trying to set up slowly but surely Damian Priest as a babyface, because now he came out, you know, opposite Drew, and now it's kind of him against Judgment Day. Again, you had an opportunity for Drew to get heat on Damian Priest when he left the ring. But no, what did we have, bro? We have an in-ring promo that has ended the same exact way for the last 6 months with a mic drop. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them ends with a mic drop. So you had an opportunity to get heat at the beginning. You had opportunity to get heat at the end. And Chris, guess what? You got no heat.
None. Absolutely. That's it in a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, you're right, man. I looked at the Drew stuff, and super chats are filling in. So I appreciate it. SK Nation, the support. We're going to address them here in a moment. But yet, we'll do our format. But that was one of the biggest things that I saw again was you're trying to make Drew this obsessed person over CM Punk. Why don't you take the obsession to another level? Like, why is he just standing there once again with Seth Rollins, with CM Punk, now with Damian Priest, getting upstage on a one-on-one in-ring promo segment once again, man? How does that make him look impressed or intimidating or anything? That only thing you have to do is just cut a promo in front of him, he won't do anything, you know, because we've seen months of that. And so I just don't see how that made Drew look stronger as a character from what he's been. It's been the same,
Chris, way. If the guy does the mic drop on you, why don't you pick up the mic, spin him around, and crack him right across the face with the mic?
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
And then he turns around and says, "You might drop me. I just dropped you with the mic." You know what I'm saying? No, you're exactly right. Bro, a guy that size and that big just letting the baby face get the last word in, bro.
Yeah.
They did the same thing with Cody and what's his name? Logan Paul.
Yeah.
They did the same exact thing on SmackDown, bro. Cody got in the last word, walked out, and Logan Paul sitting there with his hand on his Uzi watch. And here's another thing, Chris. This is getting so annoying to me. Chris, remember when you were a little kid and you discovered cursing? And then when nobody was around, bro, you would drop. That's what this show has become. Bro, for 20 years, nobody was allowed to curse. And I sat there for 20 years, and I'm like, bro, why can't anybody curse? We're all adults here. This is on from 9 to 11 o'clock. All of a sudden, bro, now we're allowed to curse, and they're all throwing out, you know, biatch, a-hole. I swear to God, they're reminding me of like 12-year-olds. Bro, it's like your parents. Okay, listen, man, we don't condone cursing, but on this one day, we're going to let you curse all you want. That's how this show is coming across with Becky Lynch, biatch, Liv Morgan, biatch. Like, oh, guys, come on, man. It's ridiculous, Chris.
It's just psychologically, it's just like that zap in your mind, you know what I mean, to incite that type of reaction. But to me, man, it's just like I'm old school when it comes to cutting promos. It's like, let me see your creativity without doing it. You know what I mean? And so like back in the day in the 80s and 90s, man, it was never that. You just had to cut a promo. Like I'm good friends with like Black Bart, and he would always get Greg Gagne is another person I talked to for quite a bit. And, you know, they would just give me the runaround as far as like how it used to be back in the 80s and 90s and stuff like that. And how you really had to spend a lot of time really, really cutting a promo, man. And they would like really hammer you down if you use profanity because they wanted you to be creative enough to not have to do it.
Yeah.
And it's just like for the fans, man, it's a new era. It's a new kind of culture, but I wouldn't say that just because things that are new doesn't mean it's better. You know what I mean? And I think with this type of culture we're dealing with a lot in pro wrestling fandom, it's they're way more impatient. They're way more bloodthirsty. I mean, back then they were, but way more now, and they are very less just really into a product for the sake of the story. They just want 30-minute, 5-star banger matches. This is awesome. Holy bleep. You know, all of that, which contaminates every single week the viewer watching it. You know, it's like we're every week we're just taking a sneak peek into a house show. Like it feels like that every single week. And I think that's the reason why so many of the crowd, like the viewer audience, they're disengaged, because after a while, when you're watching like Collision or Rampage, or now it's Raw starting to look like this 20, 30 minute bangers, it's like, I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in something that's compelling, that's going to keep me at the edge of my seat, that's going to keep me going from week to week.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, there was like a perfect example. You know, again, and I'm just telling you this in like real life, but I was following the baseball scores on my phone, and the Mets and the Phillies went into extra innings. And as they're going into extra innings, guess who's in the ring, bro? The Beverly Brothers, AOP, the New Czech Republic. And I said, great, I can watch the end of the – I can watch the end of the but that's a perfect example. Yeah. Because, bro, listen, you got the Czech Republic in there. You got AOP, you got the Beverly Brothers, and who was the other team in there? Judgment Day.
Yep.
Is there one person who cares who wins that match? Bro, and like I said, you got baseball, you got NBA, and then the rating will come in tomorrow, and it'll be the drizzling poo-poos, and what will it say? with tough competition on the other. Bro, you're begging us to go check out that tough competition, correct. Bro. You're begging us to go check it out. So stop saying that.
Yes. Meanwhile, NBA is not going to experience one dent in their viewership because of Raw. You know what I mean? Like, it feels so one-sided. It's like, okay, so if the wrestling fans are putting baseball and basketball before wrestling, that's not baseball or basketball's fault. It's wrestling's fault. That viewers are putting baseball and basketball before wrestling.
Thank you.
Let's get into these super chats here. We got David Duffett with $2. Justin Day, now Apple Dumpling Game.
Yeah, you remember the Apple Dumpling game, Christian? You know what that is?
I don't know, my God.
That was a Disney movie in the late 60s. Don Knotts, Apple Dumpling Gang. I have not heard that in years. Thank you, David. Thank you.
We got Sean's View Entertainment, $2. Russo, where is the storylines and drama?
Hey, don't ask me, man. I'm just watching it, Chris. I'm just going. Don't ask me where the storylines and drama are, bro.
It's like number one contender matches like galore now. You know what I mean? And like number one contender matches are okay. I remember back in the day, there were a lot of number one contender matches on pay-per-views. And I actually liked that because it was within an angle quite a bit. And now it's just like, let's just throw Judgment Day and Finn Balor, another variation of Judgment Day, Finn Balor and JD McDonagh, who loses like 29 out of 30 matches. And then you just put him with Finn Balor to just be in the contendership for the tag team championship. It's like there's no rhyme or reason. They just throw it out there and they just want a banger match for the viewer.
you already know, guys, we already know this weeks and months in advance. We already know this, bro. Okay, bro. So we're turning Damian Priest babyface, and he's gonna have to go against McDonagh, and he's gonna have to go against Dominic. And meanwhile, Chris, you know he's gonna, not only do you know where it's going, you know he's going to win every single one of those matches. Bro, we know that like 3 months in advance. He's going to go through every single person in Judgment Day. And, bro, here's the bottom line, Chris. That's not going to help him as a babyface because you know he should win all those matches against Judgment Day. So that does not help him as a babyface. All you're doing is wasting our time.
Yeah. And I do think, you know, going to this first segment here with the Drew in-ring promo and interrupted by Damian Priest, he's not medically cleared, but they're basically without even him being medically cleared, he still gets accepted to a world title match. And I guess Adam Pearce doesn't have to go through him if you're a world champion. I mean, I don't know if that's a different thing what they're doing, but it seems to me that in June next month, that's when they're in Scotland for Clash of the Castle. I do think that Drew's going to win that match, and I do think that we could have some type of interference by Judgment Day, which causes the break to happen more. And I do think we'll probably get a SummerSlam match between Damian Priest and Finn Balor, isn't going to mean anything.
Are you kidding? Like, seriously, bro? I swear to God, bro. Like, I know, Chris, when I was working, in the business, they literally had they had betting sites, legit betting sites. Bro, seriously, guys, like if they give you Finn Balor and bro, take your life savings and like whatever you have in the bank, get a second mortgage on the house, gather as much as you can, bro. Bro, they should do this on every one of these shows. If you literally bet cash on every single one of these matches, you'd be a millionaire by now, bro.
Yeah, The only thing is that it's the betting odds is probably
right,
you know,
right.
plus 200. And, right, yeah, you know,
like, you gotta plus bet, 500. You got to bet $1,000 to win 10, bro.
Exactly.
But hey, man, take the 10, bro.
Yeah, it's like, especially like with Gunther versus Kofi Kingston, it's like plus 500, most likely. So let's see. We got. We got next. We have Io Sky and Shayna Baszler, Queen of the Ring qualifier match. You know, Triple H, Io Sky is Triple H's gal, man. But Shayna Baszler, she keeps getting the short end of the stick, man. It just would make sense if she had like kind of a breakout session here. Io was just champ. It would make sense for Shayna to win at least a couple of matches here.
Well, it's funny, bro, because it seems like Shayna Baszler and who's the other one? Who's her partner?
Zoe Stark.
They're both getting the same exact treatment.
Sure.
They put them together. They put them on a run for about 3 weeks. Remember that, bro? Yeah. And yeah. Now I swear to God, they're booking these two women the same exact way.
Yeah. Well, Vince, if there's no stories.
Right, right.
Everybody's going to peak very shortly.
That's
essentially what we see every single week on Raw. Exactly. There's someone who peaks for a few weeks, no story involved. They tank. I mean, that happens every single time. Yep. I mean, Creed Brothers is another one. I mean, they peaked. They had a winning streak. No story with it. Nothing. It's okay. Yep. So now there's nothing to.
Well, the other one. Where are the other one? They might be on SmackDown now. Whoop whoop. Are you? Is whoop whoop?
Oh, on SmackDown now? Katana Chance and Caden Carter.
Are they on SmackDown now?
They gotta be right. They get drafted. They get. I don't even know if they got drafted. I suppose we haven't seen them on. We haven't seen them on Raw, so they might be on SmackDown, or they just aren't being I'm looking at all the ones on television that we saw on Raw at least, and they weren't drafted there. Yeah. So I don't know. We have next. Who we have next? We got backstage the Judgment Day with Carlito. Now Carlito, legend in the business, trying to vie for Judgment Day. Clearly, he doesn't watch Raw because if there's any group. That I don't want to be trying to be a part of.
Great point.
It would be Judgment Day.
Great point, Chris. Absolutely great point. Yes.
Indeed. Yes. We have Chad Gable talking to Alpha Academy, basically just emasculating them. What's the payoff here? Does
see, bro, that's Otis another thing
turn
too.
Face?
Otis is going to – see, bro, here's the problem.
Or stay face, I guess.
Here's the problem, bro. Like, since there are no stories or anything, they're elongating everything.
Yeah.
Everything gets so stretched out. Mm-hmm. Come on, bro. You, Chris, you look at a guy like Otis. Mm-hmm. Is he real? Unless there's some type of literal – David Koresh-style brainwashing going on. Yep. Is a guy like that going to stand there and get slapped across the face? Come on. That's what I'm talking about, bro. That would never happen in a million years. Otis should have nailed. But no, bro, they're going to stretch it out and stretch it out and stretch it out. Good. You keep stretching it out, and meanwhile, you make Otis look like a pansy, bro. Yep. Because like I said, unless there was some – severe brainwashing, a guy Otis's size would have killed Gable for doing that, bro.
Yeah, you know, again, I look for payoffs. I'm looking to see if they were drafted. Yeah, there's nothing.
You're still looking for whoop whoop.
And no, yeah, I want to see if they were drafted. I don't know where they are, man.
The whoop whoop, the MIA, Chris. The
where's whoop whoop, man? Where's team whoop whoop? Chris, but
I got a new soundbite.
You got a new soundbite?
Oh, are you ready for this, Chris?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Here we go.
Yeet. No yeet. Yeet. No yeet.
There you go, Chris. A new soundbite.
Who's that?
Yeet. No yeet. Yeet. No yeet.
Who's that?
That's Hollywood, man. That's Hollywood. Get with
Hollywood
it.
Hollywood who?
Who's Hollywood, man. That's Hollywood.
Who's Hollywood?
What's her name? Denise Solsalito or something, bro.
Oh, okay. Isn't she like a YouTuber or something like that?
Yeet. No yeet.
Bro, she's no Tommy yeet. Dreamer's co-host on Busted Open, bro.
Oh, is she really?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And you and me are sitting here picking on those. Yeet. No yeet. There you go. We got to no do that yeet. More often. Yeet. Nice. No yeet. Yeah, bro. All right. Anyway.
Shout out to Hollywood. Yeah. Is that what she goes by? Is that her
name? Yeah, Hollywood, bro. Hollywood. Yeah. Oh, Madonna me.
We got
some new Meltzer ones too, though.
Hold on. Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
I don't even remember what they are, but hold on, man. Let's see.
Why would Patrick Mahomes be booked as a heel in Kansas City?
Bro, did you hear what he called him?
What did he call him?
Listen again. Listen closely, bro.
Why would Patrick Mahomes be booked as a heel?
Mahomes?
Bro, Patrick Mahomes, bro.
Why would Patrick Mahomes be booked as a heel?
It's bro, clearly as a
Patrick Mahomes.
It's clear as day he's not an NFL guy.
Oh, my God.
Super Bowl champions. Patrick Mahomes. One of the most popular football players in all of the NFL the past 5 years.
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so Alba Fyre and Isla Dawn defeated them on Main Event on May the 6th. That's the last whoop that we've seen. Yeah. Last time they were on television was April 15th. They lost to Chelsea Green and Piper Niven. So we're on a bolo of Team Whoop Whoop. We're on a bolo for them, man. So
guess who's on the next cut list?
Man. Yeah. I heard AEW's not looking good as far as their renewing on their distribution deal, man. They're looking to possibly having some roster cuts, man. And that's, you know, Khan's not a big fan of roster cuts. Oh, you know, his philosophy. Bro.
I know.
Yeah, I can't fire anybody. I have to let contracts expire.
You know, Chris, the thing is with AEW, like you and I will never know the answer to this, bro. But it's, and you know, like these are things nobody looks at. But, you know, bro, with the Khans being billionaires, bro, who knows if they need something to be a loss on the books? You know, I mean, we would never know that. I mean, but I mean, if they have all these multi-billion-dollar companies and are paying all kinds of taxes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It cuts taxes if that's a loss. Yeah, that's what I'm
saying, bro. Maybe they need something on the books. Yeah. That's a loss. You know what I mean?
Yeah, put all those write-offs.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You don't know, man. You just don't know, you know?
Interesting point. All right, listen, we got a bunch of super chats, y'all. We got a bunch of support. Thank y'all so much. David Duff at $2. Hot Scarlet only on screen 10 seconds. I cried. Is David a Scarlet Bordeaux fan?
Yeah, very, very attractive woman. And I like her a lot better with the dark hair, too. Me personally.
I don't even pay attention to the whole gimmick. It's just totally irrelevant to me. I saw her like a flash, and I don't even pay attention, man.
Yeah.
It just, cause Cross to me, just, I mean, I appreciate the challenge of growing the hair. You know what I mean? Like he was talking about, he had a pretty good interview with Chris Van Vliet. It was just kind of like, talking to like the real type of, you know, down the earth, Karrion Kross, you know, seems like a really cool dude, man. But I understand why he wants to grow the hair and just the challenge, but he just kind of looks like a dark porn star, man. He's just like, I'm just not really feeling the Kross look with the stash and stuff like that. It's just weird to me. Yeah. And it's just something about his character, man. That's just, I don't know if it's just one of those things from Vince that he damaged his character so much that it's irreparable at this point, but it really feels like it's unsalvageable as far as just all things Karrion Kross when it comes to the WWE. You know, this faction to me is just not feeling it, man.
Chris, I as a writer and a producer, I would like to believe that you can always fix everything. But sometimes you can't, Chris. Like That's right. It's such a bad debut, and remember he had that ridiculous outfit.
Yes, it's horrible.
So, you know, bro, sometimes, man, if it's that bad, it's going to stick with you, man, you know?
Absolutely, man. It's tough, man. And I think his NXT run was really cool. And just that bald head, just type of really menacing, evil, you know, sinister character. Now, again, I appreciate like a new look. I think that's cool, but at least make it as intimidating as the first look. If you're looking less intimidated than you did when you first came,
like Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
First time I saw him, he looked like the dude on Cape Fear. And I'm like, oh, this guy. Then he shaved his head bald. And I'm like, okay, bro, now you look like a tall Chris Daniels.
Yeah, that's a good point. Who's next here? We got John, 499 Super Chat. Vince, what performance-enhancing drugs were you on in WCW?
Absolutely nothing, bro. That was my phenomenal imagination. Bro, and creativity that you saw on display.
Man. Very nice. As a matter of fact, man, speaking of that, you're one of the interviewees on the Who Killed WCW documentary coming up in a few weeks, man. You got any thing to say about that as far as just promoting that or when it's going to be? And did they tell you as far as airing or anything like that?
I don't know anything, bro. They did send me the trailer to look at, but they were you know, bro, with all these interviews, I sit there and I tell the truth, man. I mean, it's that simple. If you think I'm going to lie about wrestling, there's something that happened, what, bro, 1999. So how many years ago was that already? If you think I'm going to lie about something 24, 25, you got to be like totally out of your bird.
So what was it? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
What was it about this documentary that got you back to working with Vice, because I know that you didn't.
Well, it wasn't Vice though, bro. This was not Vice. This was Rock's production company.
Okay. So but this would be aired on Vice, isn't it?
I think so. But okay. This was not produced. This was not produced by Vice. This was a third party. It was Rock. And bro, I'll be honest with you. I kind of been burned by Vice in the past. Mm-hmm. And Chris, I threw a ridiculous price out there and they said, okay. So I'm like, okay, like, all right, bro. If you want to pay it, it's okay by me. So yeah, bro, I would never in a million years do any of this stuff without being compensated.
Who contacted you to be a part of the interview and what was the pitch to make you a part of the doc?
I think they used some of the same people that worked on the Vice, shows. So it was a producer that I had already done business with in the past.
Gotcha.
And you know, when I heard Rock was involved, I mean, bro, I thought, bro. Let me say this. Here's your soundbite, Raju. I got to be honest with you, Chris. I think when Vice. When wrestlers get interviewed and people in the wrestling business get interviewed over and over and over again, I think it becomes pretty clear and pretty evident of who's telling the truth and who's full of crap. I really believe that. And I feel now they come to me a lot because they know, bro, I don't have a horse in the race. I'm not trying to get a job with anybody. I'm always going to tell the truth. I wasn't a wrestling lifer. I'm not one of those guys, bro. I'm a normal guy. Yeah. So, bro, when Ric Flair publicly carries on about not being a part of this documentary,
it was hot.
Bro, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
There is a reason for that. And I really feel that with Rock's production company behind it, he wanted truth. Like, you know, Kevin Nash is on this one. You don't see Kevin Nash do a lot of things. Bro, Kevin Nash is always going to tell you the truth. There are certain people in the business, bro, where when they say something, I believe everything they say. Mm-hmm. And Chris, you know, you've interviewed so many people. I think, bro, when Shane Douglas says something, mm-hmm. Shane's always telling the truth.
Yeah,
Kevin Nash is always telling the truth. Mm-hmm. You know the guys who are always telling the truth. And, bro, you know the guys who are full of crap. Mm-hmm. You know the guys that are trying to get themselves over. You know the guys that have an agenda, that are trying to get in good graces with the WWE. And I really feel that, especially with this one, that's why certain people were interviewed and certain people weren't. JR is always going to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. Tony Schiavone is always going to tell you the truth, bro. You got people that are always going to tell you the truth.
Yeah, indeed. And that's what they want. They want the truth. They want the truth. You think that Ric Flair would have embellished some things?
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. No question about it, bro. I mean, we've seen his interviews. I mean, no question. And I don't think that's what they're looking for.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta be careful with wrestlers, man, because there's always a freaking agenda.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
You know, Chris.
Yeah, and then there's always that hope that you'll get a call from Hunter or a call from Khan. You know what I mean, with a nice paycheck, and so you don't want to burn that bridge, so to speak. You know what I mean?
One last run, bro. Yep. The one last run. Yep,
absolutely. All right. What else we got? We got McDowell's Human Resources Department. Shout out to Coming to America, $5. Vince is right. I was watching hockey. I was waiting on my notifications to let me know you were live. WWE is bone dry at the moment. Yeah, bone dry is a good way.
But the funny thing is, McDowell, bro, Chris, they don't think so. They think they're as hot as they've ever been. That's... Bro, Chris, let me ask you this. Let's get to the psychologist. Deep down inside, do they really, really, does Triple H really, really, really believe this product is as hot as it's ever been as a shoot? Does he really believe that with all his heart and soul?
I think he has conditioned himself to believe it. I think the deals and the money that's coming in is like what they're looking at. That's their metric. And I think based on the metrics, that's the reason why that cognitive dissonance comes in at the pressers. We have the biggest gate. We've got the biggest numbers. We got the biggest ever and all that stuff. I think after a while, the cognitive dissonance it starts to really affect your perception towards things. And I think with the fact that he says those things at the pressers all the time and it starts with those things, I think that he's conditioned himself to really think that it's like...
Even though he's been a wrestling fan... Bro, the guy was trained by Killer Kowalski. Yeah. Even though he's been a wrestling fan his whole entire life and has seen it all, he thinks this is good?
Yeah, because he's an executive now. And so, like, he's not thinking from the lens of a wrestler. He's thinking from the lens of an executive. Yeah, and I think for Triple H, he's looking at these numbers, and he's not looking at Crippler Ray Stevens or Baron Von Roske. You know what I mean? Like he's not looking at those. He's not looking at Nick Bockwinkel. You know what I mean? Like he's looking at money. Numbers, you know what I mean? Yeah. And so because of that, he's proudly saying all these records that they've been breaking every single month because of that. Yeah, from a content creation standpoint, sure. I mean, you're breaking the record, but are you going to prostitute, in a sense, the product so much to lose the foundation of it? Are you losing really what the bread and butter or what got you to the dance for the sake of money? You know what I mean? And when it comes to that, you really do have to internalize and just kind of evaluate. Like, we're not really seeing it ratings wise, you know, except for WrestleMania season, but it's gone right back down to that. They've lost in 2-3 weeks time. They lost over, between Raw and SmackDown, they lost over 1 million viewers. Yep. And so that alone is showing you how much The Rock brought to it and how much characters still matter, how much stories still matter. What brought you to the dance is what's going to cause people to come and stay. And then you get back to number one contenders matches and all of these promos and being people are getting upstage and all these bangers and all that. That's losing people again, because that's not what brought people to the dance. So
yeah, great point.
Thank you. And so you have T-Bone. Actually, Sean. Sean is back in the building. Where's this epic Triple H era? Where did it go? What happened exactly? Directionless, sadly. Yeah, I mean, that's basically what I was just talking about as far as losing its zest for the sake of bangers. We got T-Bone, $2. Backlash drew 3,700, the worst pay-per-view in WWE history. Wow, interesting. What do you attribute that to, Vince?
God, I was just going to ask who was on the card, so that tells you right there.
Yeah.
It was I mean, that what was it, AJ and Cody?
AJ and Cody. It was Priest and Jay.
Yeah.
And, I don't remember the other.
Bro, it's unbelievable how you got Cody as the freaking champ, and you had nobody built to take him on. We're following AJ up with an ice cold match against Logan Paul. Like that to me is incredible. My God, if I swear to God, bro, every time I met with Vince, every time we had our creative session, the first question always was, what do you got for Steve?
Yeah.
If I said, Vince, nothing, we'll just book him against the heel at the paper. Like,
yeah,
I don't understand it, bro. I don't understand it.
And I knew that I've said this weeks and weeks and weeks ago. I knew that they're going to have a Cody Rhodes, Logan Paul match, but I thought there was going to be some type of build from it instead of, hey, oh by the way, Cody, we've got your new contender. Like that was the pitch for Cody versus Logan Paul. We were talking in the back. We're thinking we're just surveying everybody in the back. We think Logan Paul's good enough to be your number one contender. So now the weird thing is they're booking this champion versus champion. And then there's people online saying that it's just a non-title match. There's some people saying that it's Cody. And there's some people saying it's for both belts. It's like, I guess they'll probably make that more clear on SmackDown. But again, if you're making things more confusing for a casual audience.
Great point.
They're going to leave. Yep. They're going to leave, man. Don't make something more confusing for a casual audience. And I would say if there's any casual audience that's peeping in for a little bit, it's probably coming from Logan Paul. He's probably the biggest casual audience they have right now in the WWE, as far as just an outside influence. And so I think that you'll have people peek in for that, which is probably why they're doing the Saudi thing with Logan Paul to bring in that, you know, that big crowd that he has. I understand from a business point how it makes sense. But again, either you're showing us that this is just a fly-by-night, just last-minute booking, which is a horrible misrepresentation of a product, or if you knew a couple of months ago that it's going to be Logan Paul and Cody Rhodes, why didn't you spend more time building this up to make it feel like a must-see matchup? Cody versus AJ definitely didn't feel must-see, as if those numbers are right as far as 3,700, it wasn't must-see. And now we're having the Saudi event doesn't feel must see. So, I mean, that's one of the biggest things that took away from the Attitude Era when you were there, man.
Bro, you got to remember, bro, when not there yet, but I said this months and months ago, Chris, you got to remember, bro, people got to pay for Netflix to watch Raw.
That's right.
And Netflix ain't cheap, bro. Netflix ain't $4.99. I think the last I checked, it was $14.99. So they're going to have to pay to watch this show. And I don't think you're building a very strong case for yourself right now.
Agreed. I mean, like I said before, you've got cable. So you're paying for cable still, and you're paying for Netflix. So that's two charges that you're paying. At least when Raw was on USA, you just had one charge for cable. You're not going to drop cable because Raw is off. You're still watching cable for sports and whatever else you watch it for. So now you got to tack in Netflix as well. I mean, it's like That's bro, not hold, convincing.
Wait, hold on a second, bro. Wait a minute, Chris. There's a three-way street here.
What's the third?
You're going to have to continue to watch SmackDown on the USA Network, so you're paying for cable.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
Netflix to see Raw.
Yep.
And Peacock.
Yeah.
Bro, add those three up to watch freaking wrestling every month. Add those. Chris, I'll tell you right now, bro. I live in Colorado. I'm not a Rocky fan, but I like to watch the Rockies play. Mm-hmm. Bro, they couldn't make a deal with the cable affiliate here. So you got to go to MLB TV to get the Rockies. It was $100 for the year. Oh. I didn't pay the $100. No. I didn't pay it. So now, bro, they got to pay for three things?
Yeah. Yeah. And definitely it's not convincing enough right. to make right. people want to do it for right. sure.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed.
The selling point is, you know what? We'll promise you 30-minute banger, five-star matches. Yeah, that'll do it.
It is, man.
Yep. That'll do it. Yep. Let's see. We've got a bunch of super chats here. Greatly appreciated, everyone. Where are we at? Here we go. Anthony Giuliano. Vince Russo, we need you to write in WWE again, man. Triple H gave you a phone call.
Bro, it's never happening. Chris, how well do you know me?
Quite well, actually.
Okay, you're going to take this Vince Russo, this one right here. You're going to take this guy and put him in that system? What are the odds of that working? Chris, what are the odds of that working? Bro, I would not let – bro, if a working day, just say for argument's sake, even though it's never the WWE, if a working day is 9 to 5,
yeah,
I'm lucky if I make it to lunch the first day. Okay, bro? Are you kidding me? Can you imagine me sitting around with these people with what they're pitching? And bro, please. Never.
So here's the thing. This is probably what you'll do. You'll probably your first order of business would be, you know, in the lower thirds when the graphics people have the names on there. You'll probably have all the names that you call them on here.
Yeah, so, that'd be tremendous. That would be absolutely tremendous.
Well, Candice LeRae would now be Francis LaRue.
Tremendous. Yeah.
What's your other? SK Nation, what is the other?
We got Lyra Velcro.
There you go. Lyra Velcro. Velcro. Yeah. What else? SK Nation, what other names does. Vince Russo called people that are out of whack. Tinker's Average a Chance. That's another
one. Yes, Tinker's Average a Chance.
RD nice. McDonough. That's that.
Yes.
That's another. You see that? You see that craziness? So SK Media is going to be sort of ban all these trolls going on here. And you see the comments going on here?
No, I'm not. I don't have my screen on because I get too distracted, bro. With the comments, man, I get why they're putting over the show and burying us.
Yes.
Yeah, bro.
No, they're just burying us. They're just burying
okay,
us.
Bro. Listen, if you're burying us because you're WWE marks, can I just say this? You're a freaking imbecile, bro.
Yes, indeed.
You are an absolute imbecile, bro. Indeed. Because this show. Is the drizzling you know what, bro?
Team Whoop Whoop. Oh yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, that's the one right there. Team Whoop Whoop, the Sky Sisters, Jury Duty. Very nice. Very nice. We got an onslaught of comments of people with your names. And so very New Czech Republic. That's the new one that you just
isn't today. That their name?
The New Cats Republic. Oh,
I thought it was the New Czech Republic. No, that's not it.
The Beverly Brothers.
Bro, I swear to God, that one came on. Ivory Snow.
Ivory Snow? Who's that? Thank
God they put her name on the screen because I completely forgot what her name was.
Yeah, very nice.
You know who I'm talking about.
I don't.
The muscle girl with the braids.
Oh, Ivy Nile. Ivy Nile.
Yeah, thank God, because I totally I'm like, what's her name again?
Yeah, Ivy Nile. All right. Who's next? We got, let me see. Great. We got some awesome super chats here. We got some people trolling on here too, man. Very nice. Very nice. We got somebody.
Bro, you know what? Troll away, bro. Yeah. Like, seriously, troll away.
Oh, look at this. Talking about he met you once. Oh, yeah. Gosh, man.
Bam. Read it. Let me hear it.
Get him out. Called you a complete jerk. Told you that you would have to pay $50 for a picture.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Get out of here, bro. Are you freaking kidding me?
and then we got one troll that are that's talking about me.
Okay, bro. Right. You're gonna believe an idiot like this, yeah, right? Exactly. I don't even freaking do conventions, bro.
Yeah, man. It's people are absolutely obsessed with us, man. Yeah. We got one person who got banned, and he has like five different accounts. Like, he keeps having accounts and leaving and making new accounts.
You must have that dude must have a great life.
He must have a hard life, man.
That must be a great life, bro, to kind of sit on this computer and keep.
Yeah, exactly. So first of all, he comes to the show saying, "Man, I hate this show. I'll spend an hour of my life, my miserable life, talking about it." And then he gets banned, meaning that we don't want you here. And then when he comes up, he comes out and makes a new account and says, "Oh, let me make another account real quick." And just, man, people are obsessed.
Are you looking at this imbecile SSG host, bro? Oh my
gosh. Oh my gosh. I didn't even see that, man. I'm looking at the super chats.
See, look at Best of Pro Wrestling. I met Vince at an indie show in Brooklyn, and he was happy to take a photo with me. $50, bro. Very
nice. Yeah. word to the wise people. If you get banned, we don't want you here, so don't come back. So that's a word to the wise. If you come back, you're a bottom feeding loser who has nothing else to do with
Chris. You would have went hysterical, right? I made buddies with these guys that have a podcast, Northern California Sports, the Bay Area. They're Giant fans.
Yeah.
So they were saying stuff that was really really pissing me off on a podcast, right? So I went on Twitter. I'm like, bro, bring me on that show right now. And next thing I know, I got an invite.
Nice.
So, Chris, I became friends with these guys. So they want to bring me on all the time now because numbers go through the roof.
Of course.
Chris, I went on Friday night after the Giants lost. You had to hear me cut a freaking promo on my team for an hour, cutting a promo. They suck. You suck. I broke up. And these people are going to come on here and defend that show. You know what, bro? You know what I say to you people that are going to defend what we just saw? You're not real fans.
No.
You're not real fans. Bro, if you're going to put over anything this company does, you're not real fans, bro. Real fans are critical. Why?
Yes, exactly.
Because real fans, we expect the best.
Yes.
We don't want shortcuts, bro. We don't want you sleepwalking through it. We want the best. And if you are accepting mediocre on a weekly basis, you're not a real fan.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, bro. You are not a real fan, and you got no idea what a real bro, listen. I don't want to be around Chris when Ohio State loses. Chris is sitting there after an Ohio State loss and he's making excuses?
No.
Are you what fan does that, Chris?
Delusional fan who doesn't understand what it feels like to win. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, like, that's what it boils down to. Ohio State is one of the winningest franchises in the history of college football. Like, me being a Ohio State fan, we've won 7 national championships, and we are one of the best teams in the last 100 years in college football. And so when we win or when we lose 2 or 3 games, I feel some type of way about that because we've seen in Ohio State football that we can win, and we're some of the winningest franchises, one of the winningest franchises ever. So back to WWE, WWE has shown us through WrestleMania that they can do it. They can win. They can make a product that's left, that's a lot left on the bone. There's meat on the bone. There's intrigue. There's anticipation for another episode. And so again, I say having a good WrestleMania showed me that it's possible. Now, here's the thing. Sometimes you just wave the white flag and say, hey, man, my team sucks, and that's just the way it's going to be, right? But just like Ohio State fans, WWE showed us that they can win. They can present a good show. So then the very fact that WrestleMania was good, it makes me more critical. Yep. Because it's showing me that it's possible for them to come to have a really good show.
When they want.
Exactly.
When they want. And you know what? If I'm a fan, when they want is not going to fly with me, bro. Yeah. It's not going to fly with me, man.
Yeah. SK Media. There's a lot of people, because I'm mostly landing in the super chats. But as far as the comments, if you see trolls, get them out. They're not invited, so don't come back. There's people saying that these trolls are getting out of hand. Got to go get laid. I need some hey, what'd you call it? Hey, nanny, nanny.
Yeah.
Those are probably people who aren't qualified to be eligible bachelors because they're drooling in their mom's basement. Let's see. We have who's next on the super chat? Gen Z Philosophy, $1.99. Can you put Saudi's government over huge, bro? I guess that means they put them over doing the promos for King of the Ring or Queen of the Ring.
Yeah, I guess I need to pay attention, bro.
Sean's View, $10. Let's go with Russo's idea from 2002. Take the titles off all the WWE stars and start new, start fresh, make things must-see TV, not boring TV. I mean, even if you did that, if it's still the same format of number one contender matches and banger after banger, four-star, five-star matches, taking the titles off of them ain't going to mean anything.
No.
We got Gianna Forever. I think that's a new super chatter. Thank you. We need Repo Man.
Very nice. Very nice.
Do you think the Demolition will ever be in the Hall of Fame?
Why aren't they? Who's got heat with the who had heat?
Last Action.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they will. Because they're going to run out of people to put in.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. And plus, with Vince being gone and Triple H being at the helm, you know, I mean, I think it'll get to the point of him putting those people who are part of that class action probably in the Hall of Fame.
I love Vince Russo is a scam. Who am I scamming by sitting here saying that this is the same old miserable show every week? How does that equate to a scam, a rocket science?
Yeah, but here's my thing, Vince. Here's my thing, man. This is the reason why I don't even get I can't even force myself to get riled up over trolls. Like, here's the thing, Vince. Think about it. Like, peel this away as many layers as you possibly can. It is currently, we're both on the East Coast. It is 12:02 a.m. here.
Right.
Right. Currently, it's 12:02 in the morning. All right. So you have to think about that, Vince. There's someone up right now at 12:02 in the morning. At the very earliest 9:02 on the West Coast, still late, right. You know, still nighttime. Out of all the possible things that they could possibly do,
I know
they're choosing to come on our show, very successful show, the most successful show on the page,
right?
And they're choosing to comment and be engaged to something they absolutely hate, and they're not even getting paid for it.
Right.
You're volunteering their time to be a part of
it. And our numbers go up while they're on here.
Yes, indeed. It just boosts the
price. Thank you guys.
Yeah. So you're getting us raises essentially by you commenting as a
troll.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. And we speaking of money, man. We've got so many really good. Here we go. We got classic JLife 199. This show was so bad, I left the house. They are insulting our intelligence. I miss how wrestling used to be. Vince, can wrestling be saved or is it dead? That's a good question.
It can't be saved as long as wrestling people in that company remain on top.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
If there was one pivotal thing that could change the course of making wrestling relevant again, what could it be?
Get rid of all the wrestling people that are on top. Mm. It's that simple. Triple H, Shawn, Michael Hayes, Paul Heyman, as long as you have that element on top in that company, this is what you're going to get.
Because they won't be able to see like the outside of the wrestling bubble.
Nope, absolutely not. They are so, just entrenched in the wrestling bubble. They've lost all sight of real world reality.
Yeah. Yep. Let's see. We have T-Bone, $102.
That was nice.
Samantha and Lily Garcia shared.
That was nice. Votes.
I agreed.
That was cool. That was cool.
Yeah. I don't know what the is she from South Carolina? Like, what was the
she
point?
Must of be. She must be from there. I would assume. Okay. I would assume that.
Yeah. Sean's View, $2. Missed 4 months of WWE Raw, and it doesn't matter. Sad. I mean, that's essentially the moves. We've said that plenty of times, man.
Yep.
You can leave and come back in June, and it'll be a variation of the same thing going on, and still match after match is being scheduled with no storyline. We also have Doug Fresh. Very nice. $5. Do you think Brett will ever say anything nice about Bill Goldberg?
It would be nice for them to kind of, you know, have some peace, bro. You know, nobody likes to see that for years and years and years.
Now, Goldberg isn't beefing with Brett. It's more like just one-sided, isn't
it? Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Awesome Sauce, $2. I'd rather juggle mousetraps to see Becky.
Oh, my God, bro. Juggle mousetraps. Wow. Yes.
Living on the edge there. We got Dez Morris, $4.99. They're already starting starting off losing with his H-bomb being kicked out of by Jey Uso so casually. Do finishing moves matter anymore?
No, they stopped mattering a long time ago, bro. Yeah. A long time ago.
Especially after the kickout. So, I mean, you have to win with like four finishing moves just to – like back in the day, man, a leg drop would finish a match.
Oh, yeah, man. Big the people's elbow.
Yeah, an elbow drop would finish a match. Now you have to – now you're doing like a Canadian destroyer super kick off the rafters, and they're still kicking out at 2.5. You know what I mean? It's just – and again, that's when it goes back to they're trying to create all of the story in the match. And it's just really difficult to do that, man. Yeah. That's the reason why you have to do the false finishes, because the entire story is the match. Yeah. Instead of relieving a whole bunch of that by having about 70% be outside of the ring. So you really only have to do about 30% in the ring to really put a bow on the story. I mean, if you think of Hogan, Andre, Vince, there was most of it was outside of the ring. And then it made WrestleMania look so big.
Yeah.
No, it was the irresistible force versus the immovable object. If they're both 50-50, there would be no such thing as the irresistible force or an immovable object if they're both being booked 50-50.
Yep.
It's perception. So you can book someone as an irresistible force, and you can book someone as an immovable object that are big in size now. But you can't do that if they're always on the show, fighting, wrestling every week, 50-50 matches. You had that with Gunther. Gunther could have been an irresistible force figure to be built up, but now he's going back and forth. You know, I like Kofi Kingston, but still, man, it's like, really? Like, Kofi Kingston hasn't been relevant in 5 years, and you're having him, like, go – to the very last minute against Kofi Kingston.
Bro, Sami Zayn beat him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. You got Summer Williams, $4.99. Just discovered how old Asuka is, and I will explain
on her interest. I didn't know that either. Yeah. Wow. Holy mackerel.
Yep. Retro KG, $5. Dominic looking like Eddie is the only thing interesting nowadays.
I don't understand. Can somebody explain to me, bro, how Dominic can be injured on the show, but Rhea Ripley can't?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's in the sling, but Rhea Ripley has an injury that she can be in the sling, but yeah, she's not there. Let's see. We have people are asking for Joey. I think we need to bring Joey back, man, soon. So
we have a CJ.
Yeah. T-Bone, $2. RIP Sam Rubin, King of Hollywood Reporting.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who that is? All right. Yes, prayers to his family and friends. Sean's View Entertainment, $2. When commercials are more entertaining than Raw. Yeah, that's a good
bro, point. You saw this thing coming, man. We said it 2 weeks ago when there were 80,000 people in the King of the Ring tournament. Mm-hmm. We said the whole reason behind that, bro. This buys them 3 weeks, 4 weeks of programming. Yep. That's why they added all these people in that tournament. Indeed. And it's just not King. It's King and Queen, bro.
Yep. David Duff at $2. Mrs. Carlson had WKRP set up to lose money too.
There you go.
You know, I love my sitcom theme songs. Man. Remember that one?
WKRP.
Baby, if you ever wonder something for a while. What's the lyrics, man? Come on, what's the lyrics? You know the lyrics?
I just remember WKRP in Cincinnati.
All right, baby, if you ever wonder whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, WKRP. Yes, very nice. And I, you know, what I love about WKRP. It's an Ohio-based sitcom. You know, I'm Ohio bred through and through. John 199 thoughts about Flair getting kicked from the bar. We got a lengthy discussion on that. That's going to be coming out very, very soon. So be sure to stay tuned about, for that. Dez 199 Vince, which wrestler was your favorite to work with?
Probably Kurt Angle.
Oh, good choice, man.
Loved working with Kurt, man.
Awesome guy. Awesome sauce, $5. Doctor mentioned last week that Vince Austin was bigger than Andre Hogan. I disagree with that. I don't remember saying that. Andre Hogan, the 33 million viewers, no AE show did that. Really? Give me a timestamp on that because I've always been more of an Andre Hogan guy than Vince and Austin. I did say that Vince and Austin was caused the break of the break of WWE being the perennial show, being the perennial, and that was the biggest feud, heel face feud. Andre Hogan was what, a year? A year and a half, maybe, and Vince Austin, that started when, 98?
Probably before then.
Well, 97 was not, SummerSlam 97 was a school job. And there wasn't, and Vince wasn't a character before then.
Yeah.
So I had started in 98. So that lasted for number of years because Austin won the Royal Rumble back in he won in 97, 98, and then 2001, and they were still in 2001. They were still beefing, so it was a number of years. We got T-Bone, $5. NBA needs to stay on TNT, get off of ESPN, and go back on NBC and bring back the theme song. Hannah Storm, Ahmad Rashad, Summer Sanders, and Magic Johnson. That's a throwback, blast from the past. Line up there. Ahmad Rashad. Remember Ahmad Rashad?
Oh, yeah. He was a great color guy.
Yeah, sure was. Rollin is in the building. You guys think Prince versus Balor at SummerSlam, but if Gunther is a Brock Lesnar, type, why not have Gunther win the King of the Ring and the title at SummerSlam in the same year?
I don't think
he's a Brock Lesnar type.
Yeah, they're not building him that way
either. Yeah, he could be, but I don't think that he's being built that way. There's no way that Brock Lesnar would go 50-50 in the match against Kofi Kingston. In fact, he beat Kofi Kingston in 8 seconds to win the WWE Championship a few years back. So that goes to show Brock Lesnar versus Kofi compared to Gunther versus Kofi. Rollin, $10. Post-Rumble, Triple H said, quote, "You know, they talk about the Attitude Era with such reverence, and like I lived through that era, and some of that stuff stunk. It was bad, but there was a lot of it was really good." What say you about that, Vince?
I'd like to know what stunk and was really bad.
Honestly,
I watch the show every week for russosbrand.com. I don't see too much stuff stinking.
Why, dude, and I'm going back, people calling you a child predator.
Oh, bro, just heck? Come on, bro. Well, I got my comments turned off.
It's weird, man.
I don't know. But so for those of you, just so you know, my comments are turned off, so I'm not seeing anything you're saying.
Yeah, most of my stuff is, I'm usually camped in the super chats and I'll peek in, man, and just people, you know, I could psychoanalyze and emasculate people just like this, man. And that was one of the things that I stopped doing as much when I became a strong man of faith. I used to just like dress people down so easily.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what, man, I'm not going to allow someone to get me that route up to even be affected. Like, so when people troll, like, I can't even like, you see how my demeanor, I can't even like pretend to be upset. Like, it's so laughable to me, and it's really sad more than anything. Trolls are just lonely, insecure people, man.
Yeah.
So I was like, if I'm like going back and forth with a lonely, insecure person, that makes me just as bad as they are if I'm being so riled up by what they like. The point for trolls that they have a notion where they feel so insecure about themselves that they try to associate themselves with someone they envy. And so what they do is they try to bring them down a peg or two or 10 to where they are because it makes them feel better about themselves. So the best thing you do with trolls is ignore them. And so if you ignore them or block them, that what they were doing, they're going to start and get other accounts just to come back and keep trolling. And then if you keep ignoring them, that infuriates.
Yeah. Well, I told them my comments aren't even on, so I don't even know what you're saying. I'm just trying to get through the show because we're an hour, 10 minutes in, Chris.
Yes, we are. We are. We're hour, 10 minutes in because we're getting so much support by people who love this show. Super chats. All right, man. Do the rundown, my man.
Where did we stop, bro? We stopped with the Otis slap. We talked about Lillian Garcia. Let's see. Bronson Reed over Kazawa. I mean, come on, bro. Let's see the new Czech Republic, man. Lyra Velcro beat Zoe Starks. We talked about Sami Zayn and Otis with Otis getting a slap at the end, Dakota Kai and Becky Lynch and Lyra Valkyrie saving her again because they're both from Ireland.
Yes.
Then we had the four-way where jury duty went over. They got help from Carlito, who's trying to get on Damian Priest's good side. We're setting up a Damian Priest babyface turn. And then we had the main event with Jey Uso over Dragunov that nobody watched, not even one person in Singapore, with absolutely no heat whatsoever at the end of the match
when
Gunther came out.
Just to stare down, ladies and gentlemen. That's all. That's all.
Guys, I'm not going to get into it. It's match after match after match after match after match after match. I'm not Dave Meltzer. I'm not reviewing fake wrestling matches with stars. That's not what I do, bro. So this show was basically tournament match after tournament match after tournament match after tournament match. That's all it was. If you are a fan of wrestling matches, this was the show for you. If you're looking for characters and storylines, you are not going to get that here.
Yeah, indeed. And that is the show, ladies and gentlemen. That is Raw in a nutshell. You see how easy it was to review for all. Boom, mismatch, match, and done. Like, yeah. Conversations would go a lot longer if we actually talked about compelling storylines.
Right. Give me one compelling thing on this show. Literally, what was one compelling thing on this show? One. Give me one. Yeah. One.
That's a fair ask, that's for sure. Until then, Vince, let them know where to find you, my man.
Yeah, guys, if you've never been a Patreon subscriber and you go right now to patreon.com/RussoTWC, you can get a free week of Russo's brand. Just go to patreon.com/RussoTWC.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Oh, goodness, there's still more. Here's the thing, man. So someone clearly doesn't know how I look because they said I'm overweight. Like me, you see these guts, man. Boy, here's the funny thing about that. First of all, I'm in really good shape. Vince knows that. I work out 5 days a week, and troll, I will drop you like a fly on the wall if you are in my face. So let's just keep it there. All right, Roland, $5. Yes, Hogan and Andre had the highest rated show, but Austin and Vince had the highest rated Raw, and most people rate Austin's Mania 17 over Hogan's Mania 3. Yeah, I mean that's as far as Austin McMahon. I think that as far as just the trajectory of the it caused it to really stand out in the wars. You know, back at WrestleMania 3 era, there were no wars. You know what I mean? There was no wars when it came to that. But they had that competition. WCW really helped, like. As far as that's concerned, Vince, as far as WCW helping Raw, when y'all were able to break away, or actually, what, 99 is when you left, right? September of 99?
Yeah.
And by that point, it was probably around 98 or so when we start to see the big change as far as WWE starting to win every single week here. What was the kind of the idea behind, or were y'all paying attention to the ratings back and forth at all?
We were really, really just concentrating on our show, bro. We really, really were.
Fair enough. See, look at this. John, $4.99. Brett said, Goldberg hurt every... Something he got in the ring with that Goldberg hurt Vince.
Yeah, bro. He drove my head right into the steel barriers, bro. He concussed me, man.
Yeah. Did you talk to him about that afterwards?
No.
No? Very interesting. All righty. Let him know about the brand, man.
I did already.
Do it one more time, man.
Russo'sbrand.com.
Very nice. Slash
patreon.com/RussoTWC.
This is a hot show tonight, man.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, tons of super chats, tons of mindless trolls.
Yes, thank you, guys.
Who will watch wrestling next week?
Yes,
jack off in their basements, staying with their cousin named Michelle, who they have a crush on, ladies and gentlemen.
No yeet, yeet, no yeet.
Yeah.
Vince Russo, Dr. Chris, this is Elisa Raw. Have a good night, buddy. See that? Look at that.
There it is. Oh my gosh. Oh my God.